This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I've still got the stitches from that bite.
Yeah, well, he didn't do his job properly because you're still walking.
I hate when that happens.
What, when you're not walking?
No, when somebody doesn't do their job right.
Oh.
And speaking of not doing the job right. We've got, guess who? He's only been here
all week. Mr. Energy.
Vic Krause.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be here, but it is great. It's even better when you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, he's actually commandeering the airwaves at gunpoint.
I am.
He crashed the party, Vic.
Yep.
And we let him.
I come screaming in there going, what are you doing here? I go, what do you mean? It's
Tuesday. Get off my show.
Isn't it Thursday?
No, it's Friday, Vic.
That's what I thought.
No, I'm sorry. It's Friday. Saturday.
Okay, let's work on that.
I've landed with the wheels up again.
Between the three of us, at least Digital Dave's got the day right.
Yeah, that's
he's
about
still
it.
Guessing.
I still can't spell my own name.
Yeah, you know, it took all week, but we're actually rebroadcasting this whole show over the airways at our tour
Are you trying
headquarters.
To drive people away?
No, and Jim, get out of the donut shack and start loading. We got cameras. I'm watching you, Jim. Jim Leach, he's a slacker. I'm telling you, he hardly ever works.
Yeah, good help is hard to find.
It's very difficult to find. But no, we got the greatest help. Super folks, 40 volunteers, most of whom are going to the big celebration party tonight over at the museum. So really looking forward to that. It's a chance to kind of celebrate the week. And what a week to celebrate.
No kidding.
Amazing week.
Do you have numbers?
I told you the other day, I don't dare tell you the amount of money we had donated to the
IRS. How many people?
Oh, yeah.
People and planes.
So, okay, we can do the people idea. The IRS will back into how much we made.
Maybe.
But anyway,
they'll be knocking on your door later.
All the time. So, we're just short of 10,000 people this week.
Oh, my goodness.
We did almost 30 tours a day. A day.
Wow.
And
those narrators are all worn out.
Boy, they are. And some of them, you know, we're going to talk about this. A lot of them sign up for double shifts, the morning and the afternoon. I'm not sure that's a great idea because these poor devils are talking for six straight hours.
Right.
And by the late afternoon, they're not only hot and sweaty, they're just tired. But you know what? They're veterans and they are they're tough cookies. And they give a great show, whether it's tour 30 or tour number one. So my hat's off to everybody that works that tour. We got a great crew.
Yeah, they're all horse today, though.
They're horse every afternoon.
I'll bet.
Yeah, oh, believe me, they are. So today,
So they're the only ones that when they go to the parties, they just don't talk.
They don't. They're mute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. They got the mute button on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's easy to recognize them, too. They all sound like James Earl Jones.
Yes.
That deep
don't
guttural.
Don't make me destroy you.
Right, exactly.
I am your father.
So anyway. Yeah. So today, we've just 10 o'clock and a 1 o'clock Warbirds and Review show. They're doing the aircraft of the Tuskegee Airmen and the aircraft of women in aviation. I think that's a 10 a.m. show. And then at 1, I think they're doing the 75th anniversary of the United States Air Force. So they got some representatives from the Air Corps there, and they're going to produce a pretty good show there at 1 o'clock. So
nice.
Cool things going on today.
It's
beautiful
really
day.
Cool to see Huey sitting up there.
Isn't that something?
You know, when we were kids, we saw, obviously, I wasn't in the service, but we saw him on the television every night.
Yeah.
You know?
And they did a Warbirds in Review on the UH-1.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty sharp.
And interestingly enough, on an unrelated side note, semi-unrelated, the Chinooks were built not far from where we live at the Boeing Vertol plant.
Oh, for peace.
We used to drive. I can remember driving by there and seeing them all lined up sitting outside.
That's where you got the propellers you hung in your bedroom.
I wish.
Let me tell you what. One of those things makes a great ceiling fan.
Yes. For like four houses.
I can only imagine, yeah.
I mean, so. It keeps neighborhoods dry.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, boy, I'll tell you, I was like super mooch all week. And no, really.
Because you better be careful. That's going to be embroidered on your shirt next
super
year.
Mooch. Yes.
Super mooch.
And I'm sure Hartzell will embroider it on there because, you know, we went through hundreds and hundreds of hats that were donated by Hartzell, Covington, Concord, Tempest. And every tour, we single out, you know, a couple of young folks, youngsters in there, young gals and guys, and we We especially attack them if they're bareheaded and they don't have any top on. And before they leave and get on the train, you know, we give them, hey, you know you can't ride without a hat. And they're like, oh, I said, you're going to have to leave because you don't. I said, wait a minute. I think Hartzell can solve this problem for you. And I turn around and whip. I said, I can sponsor you on this beautiful Hartzell hat with a big embroidered logo, 100 years built on honor. And what do you think? Oh, and they're like, yeah. I said, there's a caveat. We got to make a deal. You got to wear it all day at the air show. And they go, okay. I said, well, will you wear it to sleep tonight? And the funny answer is, a lot of the girls, absolutely not. And the guys, yeah, I'll do that. And so then, you know, we style them out in a Hartzell or a Concord or
what. Wait a minute.
It's good
now
to have fun with them.
You've got Hartzell donating hats. Are they propeller beanies by any chance?
No. Only the one they save for you.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. But anyway, we ran out. We went through, honestly, between all the sponsors, we went through over 1,000 hats by Wednesday.
Oh.
And this is all just on youngsters, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to, I don't think anybody over 11 or 12 got a hat. It was pretty cool. And the people like it. They just got a big kick out of it. But I had to go back to Hartzell. I go, JJ, I'm like cleaned out. This is Wednesday. He goes, well, overnight another case. You know, the case is as big as this table. And they did. And so I went back and I got a whole bunch more Thursday.
Wow.
Then I had to go back yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow.
I'm
super moots. Yeah.
I sent him a text this morning. I said, man, thanks for, you know, enduring my endless begging. It's but
one more time.
An investment well made because he's happy to do it too. All the sponsors are. So my hat's off to them.
Get it? His hat's off to their hats.
My hat's off to your hat.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you're pretty sharp at 8:01.
8:01 is right.
It's 8:10 in the morning here on your morning station, EAA Radio.
Oh, boy.
Did you guys get to Fighter Town?
Yes.
How about that?
Great turnout.
Not yet, but I'm going today.
Yeah, go early.
It was fun to watch the Tiger Cats fly yesterday. Oh. I was down at the Ultralight Farm.
Oh, man.
And I was very impressed. My brother will appreciate this, that the announcers were like, we're just going to listen to those airplanes. Oh. And it was great. It was like, yeah,
listen,
that's
that
a nice
beautiful
airplane.
Roar.
Yep.
Marvelous stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Radials are music. Jets are just noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Covington would agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember? You're old enough to remember when they used to sell shirts here that said Jets are for kids?
Yes.
See, I knew it.
Yes.
Well, the Connie shirts and stuff that said, what was it now? A real pilot can handle three tails at the same time.
Oh,
see,
oh
my. The rear of a Connie.
Yeah,
Constellation.
Or, nice. Yeah, Constellation. Right?
Yeah.
That was the official name. And
you're running a full tram schedule today, right?
Yes, we are. We're jamming. We were all, they had the tent ready and rocking at 7:30.
How many people were already lined up?
You know, we had 15, 16 people that were pawing at the ground like a horse. You know, let me in.
Oh, wow.
Drop the chain and let them go. So, we're rolling and rolling all the way up to about 1:15 this afternoon. Sadly, then it becomes the end of the tram show for us. But boy, did we kill it every single day. It was records.
Yeah,
records.
Well, your docents need a break.
The gift shop, they're blowing it out too. You know, we pull up to the gift shop.
Yes.
And we tell everybody.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, it's Walt Disney's trick, right?
Yeah.
And we tell everybody, you know, you got to exit to the right because to the left is traffic. And unfortunately, you're going to have to, when you get out, you're going to be right at the front door of the gift shop. And here's the other problem. If you're at the end of the seat, there's three other people behind you. They're literally, the momentum's going to shove you right into the center of the gift store.
You have no choice.
No choice whatsoever. But yeah.
I can see
Imagine a shop.
Yeah, I can see next year's gift shop improvement. It's going to be a drive-through.
Or that or a funnel.
You know, that's like that drive-through, man. I'm telling you, they got drive-through liquor stores. They got drive-through everything.
You can get married at a drive-through in Vegas if you're that desperate.
I think they have divorce court now going on.
Divorce
drive-throughs.
In 3 seconds. Okay. Yeah. We'll take your order. I'll have one divorce. And,
yeah.
And somebody
some fries.
Take these four kids.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah. So what a thrill it's been all week. I'm glad you guys indulged me in my non-scheduled spot here with you. Yep. Always a pleasure. Yep. Always a
Vic,
pleasure.
Vic, we enjoy having you around because nobody else wants to show up this early.
Is that what it is? I thought it was me.
Well,
we're going to nickname you the Caffeine Kid.
The Caffeine Kid. Yeah.
You must be running on caffeine.
Nah, I just enjoy your company, Dave. That's what it is.
Yes.
You are desperate, aren't
Thank you? Thank
you.
The check's in the mail.
I don't have any other friends.
Help me.
Like every mooch in the world, when people see me coming, they turn around
they turn and go. Yep. They always got something
away.
To do.
They scurry away.
That's okay. I'm so pathetic. I turn the GPS on in the cars just so I can argue with it.
No, I'm not going there. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, it's amazing what's happened up at that end of the field in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so you've built Fighter Town and the review area and the bleachers. It's just incredible because I can remember when that was just more grass.
Yeah, you know, this year is even cooler yet. I never even mentioned this. Training Command, they have all the trainers right there to the north of us, between us and the bleachers of Warbirds in Review. And they always had just like a 10x10, a little insignificant, if I may say it, tent. And I don't mean to insult anybody that's in a 10x10, but that's what it was for the operation. It was kind of tiny. They came out and put up like, I don't know, this thing is like 20x30, nice big presence. They staffed it up. They had a bunch of willing guys that are in there. They were giving away posters and trading cards to the kids. And they really did they moved it instead of in the obscure northeast corner. They moved it right over and kind of abutted right where our train comes out. And it really enhanced the whole presentation of our little corner. Great job, Rick Siegfried and his folks. It's called the Training Command.
Okay.
And a pretty cool deal. So,
all right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Vic. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. And
wait a minute. Is this the last time we have to put up with him?
Something like that, yeah.
Woohoo!
Nice. This is Digital Dave.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I'm Fast Eddie. This is EAA Radio.